I can see you in the corner of the crowded room, sitting on the couch by yourself, thinking quietly, pondering about life, perhaps, or maybe daydreaming of seeing me again. I sneak up and surprise you with a big hug and a tight squeeze. Startled, you squeal in shock. You weren't expecting that. But the massive grin on your face says you're as happy to see me as I am to see you. I sit down next to you. People can see. It's been too long since we last saw each other. Too long since I last held you in my arms. Too long since I felt your touch. I can see the look of longing on your face. I know you're trying to hide it, but it's not working. I can see you squirming inside your skin, waiting, wanting, needing me. But we can't get away. Not yet. We have to stay for a while. Grin and bear it. Pretend like we're interested in what's going on around us. We both slowly scoot closer together, while sporadically adding to an important conversation around us. The tension between us is palpable. It's like there's an invisible force pulling me to you. Not able to resist any longer, I place one of my hands on your upper back and start rubbing. Big white circle at first, then smaller ones. I playfully drag my fingers up to the nape of your neck. You don't stop me, so I keep going. I hear your breath shake as I gently tickle your hairline with my fingertips until you squirm. A slight smirk appears across your face as you ever so gently lean your neck back into my hand. Your breathing gets deeper as I tease you, lightly brushing the tips of my fingers all across the back of your neck. The way your eyelids flutter shut, and the way your breath staggers every time my fingers brush up against the skin underneath your ear, brings a satisfied smile to my face. You casually play with your hair for a few seconds before tossing some of it in the front. The hair cascades down the side of your face, concealing my hand from the view of any onlookers. I can't help but inhale the intoxicating scent of your shampoo. It drives me wild. We're sitting so close now that our legs are slightly overlapping, the edge of yours just barely lying on top of mine. I hear a slight moan escape from your lips as I caress and massage your earlobe. The soft texture of your hair against the back of my hand makes me want to grab a handful and run my fingers through it. But I won't. Not just yet. I feel you quietly gasp as I lean my body in, and with my burning hot breath, whisper in your ear, I can't wait to get you alone. Suddenly aware again of how many people are around us, you cross your arms in front of yourself. Partly out of habit, and partly because you're starting to feel uncomfortable. As I stroke your cheek and look around, I notice their faces. It's as if all their eyes are glaring at us, shaming us, like we're doing something wrong. But they can't see anything. And we aren't doing anything wrong, are we?